Yeah, all right. We talk about them Pringles, tater chips. You know, the guy who invented that packaging was Frederick J. Bauer. When he died in 08, his children followed his wishes and buried his remains inside of a Pringles can.
Wow.
Original flavor,
How
of
tall
course.
Was he?
Maybe they cremated her or something. Or maybe it's just a really big can.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah, a giant Pringles can.
All right. We're done with our Pringles segment here. Let's catch you up on your news. Tuesday, November 30th. Right, last day of November. Yeah, third day of September, every June and November.
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, good morning, everybody. We got John Boy and Billy. Yeah. Let's see. Andy behind the glass over there. I'm going around. Little Tater is over here to my right.
Hello.
Right. Hey, putting the paperwork down. Look at you working, scurrying around, sexy and harassed. Yeah, I like that. You're right between me and Randy.
Yeah, stay there.
Hey, Jackie, you got the back, baby.
Hello.
All right, let's see here. Man, it's a lot of national days for the last day of November.
I'm guessing some bigger than others. That's what it usually is.
Trying to cram them in for the end of the month. All right, well, let's see here. Today is National Personal Space Day.
Oh, we're not off to a good start, are we?
Promotes kindness towards sensitivities and supports healing and self-protection by recognizing everyone's right to decide when and how to be touched.
And look how fast Marcy moved back to the other side of the room.
I know. Back over there. Yeah. I was going to prove it's all right to touch around here. Yeah.
Especially with Jackie, everything goes curry.
All right. So, yeah, y'all might not want to touch people.
No.
Okay.
Why?
So, I mean, not y'all. I was talking to the radio audience. Y'all feel free. You know, touch yourselves, touch us.
Permission. That's the key.
Yeah. Yeah, you need permission.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so let's move on to National Mason Jar Day.
Depending on what's in it, that might make it easier to touch somebody.
Nice. Good old Mason Jar. Yeah, all right. It's National Mississippi Day. Recognizes the home of the Delta Blues and the 20th state to join the Union. Mm-hmm. Happy Mississippi Day to all our Mississippi listeners. It's National Mousy Day.
No, it's Moose Day.
It's Moose, oh, Moosey. Yeah. Moose, like moose. French, like what right. you eat, not right. what you yep. shoot. Right?
Yeah. Well, you can shoot it, but it would make a mess.
Moose spelled M-O-U-S-S-E.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, all I know is some kind of dessert, and it's...
It's like frothy.
Kind of thin, frothy foamy, dessert, you know. Yeah.
It's a fancy name for pudding,
yes,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a little different. There's a lot more air bubbles in Moose.
Yeah, air bubbles and moose.
Mm-hmm. Right. I hate when that happens.
I say today is National Methamphetamine Awareness Day.
Oh, I think plenty of people are aware of them.
Oh, this is a nationwide effort to further educate the American public about the effects of methamphetamine. Is that like what you...
Speed.
Like Breaking Bad was doing the meth. That's what they say, call meth.
But they're cooking up.
That's wicked stuff, man.
It just occurred to you, didn't it?
No, it makes sense now. I remember it now.
Yeah. Well, you got to show ID to buy like Sudafed and stuff.
Right, exactly.
Right, okay. Bad stuff. Okay, and then finally, it's National Day of Giving. Which encourages giving back, takes place the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So
here, have some methamphetamine.
The day of giving is what that is. Yeah. No, give a crap.
Okay.
That would be something to give about Moose, Mason Jar, Mississippi.
You're trying to tie it all together.
Yeah, I'm trying. No, it's too much work. Right. I'm barely awake. So let's hold off and we'll get our first prize pack and our 3 dates in history and get you ready for Outbursts. All right? Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today is a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. So no matter what you're into, we got you covered. 90% of it is from a small up-and-coming brand just in time for the holidays, boxofawesome.com. Now, if you go to BigShow.com, click that Box of Awesome banner, you get 20% off your first monthly box. Just use code JBB. All right. We also got an audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, by Jeff Pillars. Available now at jeffpillarsbooks.com. Oh, we got to tell you, John Boy Daily Stuff of the Day. A book of matches from Air Force One. Never been struck, never been used. From President Bush, his administration, when we were doing the Big Show from the White House, October 30th, 2002.
So it's a Box of Awesome and a book of meh.
Oh, they're pretty good matches off Air Force One.
Yeah, that is a cool collectible. I'll give you that. Right.
Okay, so the 3 dates. It was 1887. The first softball game was played on this day in Chicago. The game was really called indoors baseball. It used a broomstick for a bat and a boxing glove for a ball. It was, quote, invented by George Hancock at the Farragut Boat Club in Chicago.
I'm guessing he spent a lot of time at the bar at the boat club.
Hey, you know what'd be fun?
Didn't they have tape? I mean, that's what we use. You know, just a big roll of tape, you know, and a broomstick. Boxing glove. All right. Caught on. All right, move up to 1974. Marva Drew of Waterloo, Iowa, completed typing from 1 to 1 million on a manual typewriter. It took her 6 years and 2,473 sheets of paper.
And she said, her quote was, I'm lonely. I'm so lonely. And then she disappeared.
Crazy. And finally, on this date, 1996, Michael Jordan reached 25,000 career points with the last of his 35 points as the Chicago Bulls defeated San Antonio 97-88 before a crowd of 37,058, the largest in Spurs history. And Michael is the 10th NBA player to reach the mark. All right. Well, there you go. There's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, you toll-free line. Come on. We play Outburst next. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And a video today, Brody the dog after surgery. Brody, stay a little while to come around. Check it out. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get to winning again.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Cohen from Belmont, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Cohen.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy.
Good morning. All right, man. Sounds like you're awake enough. Probably got them legs up in your head, ready to win this big old box of awesome. You qualify for those presidential matches from Air Force One. I don't want to talk too much.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was in Air Force, man. That's great.
Man, awesome. Nice. All right. Well, here we go, Cohen. Let's get through these categories in 5 seconds. We need 3 sports you can play indoors. Ready? Go.
Hockey, racquetball, and basketball.
Bam. Now we need 3 things that have numbers on it. Ready? Go.
Mailboxes, credit cards, and telephones.
Bam. There you go. And for the win, three NBA teams. Ready to go?
Our Charlotte Hornets, the Celtics, and the Lakers.
And there is Cohen. Air Force winning the box of awesome, y'all. Check it out. Go to thebigshow.com. Click on that box of awesome banner. Get 20% off your first monthly box with code JBB. Go and you go enjoy you a box of awesome and your name in heaven at Presidential Book of Matches. Has never been struck.
Appreciate you guys so much. Listen to you every day. Can I give a shout out?
Of course you can.
Like to say hey to my wife, Anita, who come Christmas Day will have put up with my stuff for 54 years.
How about that? Anniversary on Christmas?
Yes, sir. You don't forget that on Christmas Day.
Very clever.
Yeah, it's pretty good. This is the anniversary and Christmas present.
Yes,
all together.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
There you go. It's two for one. Buy one, get one.
Cohen, you hang on, buddy. Proud to have you listening. Glad you won.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good day.
We got the bottom of the hour. That means the top of your news. Right on the other side. Back for a Christmas memory. And the old buddy Normal T. Wheeler stops by. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Last day of November, headed toward Christmas time. We'll start looking back at some Big Show Christmas memories. You remember this, man. Go back. I found this top 10 list from 2012. Check it out.
Here they are from the dumpster behind Toys R Us on State Road 23. The top 10 worst selling toy ideas of the year. Number 10. Rock'em Sock'em Rayfords. Number 9, Dora the Explorer's Gateway to Green Card Game. Number 8, Diddle Me Elmo. Ooh, not been his year. Number 7, the Lindsay Lohan Dream Corvette with built-in breathalyzer. Number 6, Mr. Potato Butt. I don't even know what that means. Number 5, Whammo's Super Eye Poker Outer. Number 4, My First Jello Shot. Number 3, the Kim Kardashian Home Tramp Stamp Maker. Number 2, Honey Boo Boo's Energy Drink Fun Factory. And the worst toy idea of the year, Dr. Hansen's Home Mammogram Kit. Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, our favorite 100-year-old has stopped by to pay us a visit. Welcome back to the Big Show, Nerval T. Wheeler. What has you out and about today there, partner?
Hey, John boy. Truth be told, I come in for a cup of coffee. My dad burned coffee machines on the blink.
Well, you could have just stopped at the gas station.
You know what them fellas want for a cup of coffee? Some places almost $2. Getting coffee here only cost me some time and having to listen to you knuckleheads crack wise. I'd say we're even.
All right, so what you toting around there?
Oh, this here is a Christmas present.
Wow, well, it's a little early, but thanks. You shouldn't have.
I didn't. It's not for you. My great-granddaughter gave me this a couple of years ago. It's a foreign language course. I listened to it in the truck.
Yeah, that old truck's got a CD player?
Yeah, it's even got a steering wheel. I was born 100 years ago. My truck wasn't.
Right. What language are you learning?
Oh, I tinkered around with lots of different languages for a while. I had a record some year ago. You could play it while you was asleep, and you'd learn Spanish. During the night, the record skipped. The next day, I could stutter in Spanish.
What other languages do you know?
Well, I know a little Hebrew.
Really?
Yeah, he's my tax guy.
Good, good one, Nerval.
Thanks. You can use that in one of your little skits there. Right now, I'm dabbling a mite in Mandarin.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah. Well, I think the lady at the place where I get my egg rolls is making wisecracks about me. I want to find out. I think most folks would do well to learn a new language, especially politicians. Be nice if I'd learn how to speak truth.
Well, I don't think I could ever learn another language.
Oh, normal. Come on now. Come on, John Boy. Don't be so hard on yourself. That's a hard job. Now, if a parent can do it, you sure can, probably.
Well, I sense a story.
Yeah. Well, it was a long time ago. My mother was living alone after my daddy passed, and I wanted to get something to keep her company. I went to a pet shop over there in the city and took a look around. The owner come up and see what I was looking for, and I told him the situation. He says, well, now I got just the thing. This here parrot speaks 5 different languages. She'll have a ball with it. So I made the arrangements to have that parrot delivered tomorrow. A few days later, I stopped by, and I says, hey, how'd you like that parrot? And she says, oh, it was delicious. I said, Mom, that parrot spoke 5 different languages. She says, well, it should have said something.
You have the best stories.
And you have the best coffee.
Really?
Nope, but the price is right. Well, listen, I got to get to be getting. It's okay if I get me a refill.
Of course it is.
Well, you keep your gun oil and your saddle greased and holler if you need me.
Now, say that again, Harold.
My brother-in-law, Eddie, wanted me to do something for him.
Your brother-in-law, Eddie, wanted you to do something for him. All right, so here it goes.
And this is what you chose. Okay.
So it's his fault.
He just said, whenever I get on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
He wanted me to tell Jackie and Tater, hey, Jackie. Hey, Tater.
Well, it could have been a lot worse.
Well done, sir.
Hey, Harold, brother.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio Tuesday morning, November the 30th. Hey, you got a letter here. What about a... As you know, I handle the correspondence from the U.S. Postal Service here. Guys, right to the big show. Got your letter, AJ. Yeah, I listened to us out of Pennsylvania and said, heard y'all say that Blondie wasn't in the paper anymore. Well, it is in our paper, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And he cut out some Blondie's comic strips and sent them in to us, y'all.
That's the tiniest cartoon strip I've ever seen.
It is. They're little, aren't they?
It almost looks like
they kind of shrink them.
Like a Bazooka Joe or fold-up.
That's wild. So, love you mean it, says AJ. We appreciate you, AJ. And we got some, we can read some Blondie comic
strips. Well, we want to hear what the joke of the day was.
Let's see. Well, this is a Blondie comic strip. This looked like a Sunday. A lot of them he sent are like one strips, but I just grabbed this one. Mm. All right. So Dagwood's boss is coming in, and Dag is sitting there. So what is Mr. I can't remember his name. So anyway, he says, Bumstead, you're supposed to pick me up at the airport. And Dagwood says, oh, geez. Bumstead, clean out your desk. You're fired. I'm what? Bumstead, I mean it this time. You're fired. You can't fire me, boss. Why not? Suppose you found a real crackerjack office manager to take my place. And suppose he was really smart and really aggressive. Suppose he was so smart and aggressive that one day he organized a hostile takeover and took your company from you. And then he just sits there the next frame and doesn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
And then the last frame,
yeah.
Dagwood is home. Blondie, his hot wife, says, anything happen at work today, dear? Dagwood says, yeah, the boss took me out to lunch at his favorite restaurant.
The amazing thing, all of that is on something about the size of a Bazooka Joe comic. It must be really small.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets an Astera Lab CBD Variety Pack. You heard of all the great benefits of CBD. Now is the best time to try. Buy it for yourself or make it the perfect holiday gift. Get 65% off using code JBB at checkout while supplies last. Must be 18 to win. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Plus, oh yeah, by the way, your name in the hat for that book of presidential matches that I swiped off Air Force One. Well, no, actually, that was given
to
me
to you
as a parting gift.
By somebody else who's wiped it off.
It was a please leave, get off our lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. A chance to get your name in that coming up. Bye. But right now, let's get what to watch from the desk of Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tata Moran.
All right, well, we're going to take a look at the top of the weekend box office. Encanto, the new Disney animated family film, pulled in $40 million.
Wow.
And it grabbed the top slot in its first week. So Thanksgiving was very good to Disney.
Do you know what that means, what the word means? Encanto?
I don't know for sure. I think it's like a family in somewhere in Central America is what the story is about.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, I thought like it was a foreign word.
Yeah.
I must have been right.
You are right. You are right.
All right, all right.
Ghostbusters Afterlife drops from number one to number
two. Now, what does that one mean?
Afterlife. House of Gucci with Jared Leto and Al Pacino and Lady Gaga opened up at the third spot.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel's Eternals came in at number four. And opening at fifth place, Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City. A reboot based on the zombie shoot 'em up video game series.
Okay.
It's a long title. Resident Evil,
like
Welcome to Raccoon?
Raccoon
City.
It's not, I think it's just that was the name of
Raccoon
the city,
city
where it takes place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. God, with the questions. Hey, two new shows trending on Disney Plus. Hawkeye has Jeremy Renner back.
Hawkeye.
What did I say wrong?
Yes, he's converted to Judaism, apparently.
You just kind of hawked one up there.
I was hard on my H
Hawkeye.
There.
No, it's Hawkeye, right?
Yeah.
Hawkeye, right? Okay, it's Hawkeye. Mm. Jeremy Renner. Anything? Am I okay on Renner?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. He's back as the bow and arrow guy from the Avengers.
Ah, so it is Hawkeye.
Yeah. It is.
It's not about a pawn shop.
No.
Hawkeye.
You're hogging.
Anyway, for those who want to watch this, it's this time out, he's trying to protect a young female fan from danger so he can get home in time for Christmas with his family.
Help me, Hawkeye. You're my only hope.
You know they love you.
Hua, hua, hua. And for Beatle fans, yes, I have one more. I like to be tortured.
Days, night.
Nope, it's Get Back. A three-part documentary series about the recording sessions that turned into the Let It Be album, including an extended version of the legendary rooftop concert in London.
Because they shot days and days of footage, and they basically went through and said, we're going to show as much of what this was really like as possible.
Right.
So it's very different from what you're used to.
Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
I have seen the first episode. It's three episodes, and they're really long. It's like they're 2 hours a piece, so it's like three movies.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Block out some time if you're going to
And that's the Beatles. Get back, and what is that on?
Hawkeye. They're both on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
My son watched it. He said his favorite moment of the whole thing was watching a whole studio full of people trying to tell Ringo Starr how to play the drums.
Oh, that was a big problem.
Yes.
On a couple of songs, they actually brought in a studio musician to play the drums because they couldn't get Ringo to get in time.
Oh, Ringo.
Yeah. He has his own style.
Oh,
it worked.
Mad.
It worked.
This is bull hockey.
All right. That's a wrap, my friends.
All right, thank you very much, Tate.
Friends.
Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out, despite their name, the actual number of human deaths attributed to this animal in the wild is zero, but among those in captivity, four.
That's killer whales.
Killer whales.
Oh, I thought it was a hawk.
Around him. Let it go.
Oh, okay.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Not sure where they're hiding them, but believe it or not, there are 8 times more of these in the U.S. than there are cars.
Oh, what are people selling extended warranties for cars?
Seems like it. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. And a video today brought to you by Nickel Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Your Hunter's Paradise. We got Brody after surgery. Check out Brody the dog getting in the car. Freezing at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Brody Jeopardy.
Wow, 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 wow.
And now your host, the Brody after surgery of morning radio, he's
John. Thank you. Let's say hey to Kathy out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Kathy. You first up. Let's see what you got. Well, we're not sure where they're hiding them, but believe it or not, there are 8 times more of these in the U.S. than there are cars.
I got 2 choices, but I'm going to go with bicycles.
You're going with bicycles. Is it bikes?
77!
Good guess. That was my first one when we were putting this question together.
When we were having a meeting outside the break room.
Kathy,
and Johnny said, "Don't move. Hey, anybody. What are you talking about?" Oh, that's easy.
Kathy, you have a great day, baby. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okie doke. Let's go to Jim. He's down in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
Mr.
buddy.
JB, how are you?
Well, we all good, Jim. Welcome in here, man. We know it's not bicycles that are 8 times more of than cars in the U.S. What's your guess?
Let me see. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong country. Parking spaces.
You going with parking spaces?
No way.
Well, let's see.
77!
Way. I guess that's counting up all garages, driveways, and the whole deal, huh?
That's right.
All right. Hey, Jim, worked out for you, buddy. Big old Astera Lab CBD variety pack. And your name goes into the Have My Daily Stuff. A book of presidential matches from Air Force One from our White House Big Show, October 30th, 02. Mm. How about that?
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Man, glad you won. Jim, you hang on for Jackie. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Put us about 20 minutes away from a brand new edition of Dumb Crook News. All right. Shows on the radio, rolling through your Tuesday, November the 30th. Right, let me see. All right, yesterday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Monday something. Black Friday was last Friday, and it started
Monday before.
Yeah, so I'm so confused. So, hello, is Black Friday, is anything going on now? I'm sure in some Some sales it is. Anyway.
No, it's regular Tuesday, I believe.
Which is a real letdown after the last few days.
It's Giving Tuesday. That's right.
That's right. It's National Day of Giving today. Mm-hmm. We found that out earlier in the morning. But, I'm looking for an excuse. I don't guess I really need one to play my favorite Black Friday song again one more time this year, though.
No, it's your show, buddy. Go for
Marvin
it.
And Hoyt, but let's do it. Let's all enjoy it.
Ba-dip-ba-dip. Ba-dip-ba-dip. I'm dreaming of a Black Friday. Way back when Christmas was still fun. Remember that? Every Christmas, hello, was nice and mellow. And nobody pulled a gun. What's up with that? I'm dreaming of a Black Friday. When crazy shoppers didn't snap, Santa Claus had kids on his lap, and nobody ever popped a cap.
Take it, Hoyt.
Well, I'm dreaming of a Black Friday. Just like the way it used to be. You could check your list off and not get pissed off and face a salt and battery. I'm dreaming of a Black Friday. Just like the good ones in the past. You could cram all your crap in the car and get home really fast. And nobody tried to your ass.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, November 30th. About 20 minutes, the first playing of one of our most requested Big Show Christmas songs. Maybe it's cold outside, but I can jack it.
Cancel!
Alrighty. But right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listeners. And the address will follow this report. A Columbus, Mississippi man robbed a bank and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash, which he took back to the home of his girlfriend, asking her to put it in a safe place for him. Well, where's the safest place to put a big wad of cash? A bank, of course. When the unsuspecting girlfriend arrived to make her deposit, police were still on the scene investigating the robbery.
Wow, she jumped right on it, didn't she?
An alert teller noticed the woman was trying to deposit the exact amount that had just been stolen and tipped off the investigators, who went to her house and arrested her boyfriend.
Wow, right.
Doggone. An East St. Louis, Illinois man on trial in a drug case told the judge he had secured a federal copyright on his name and was charging the court a fee each time the name was used during the trial. The defendant says the judge and a public defender used his name 302 times, and the court owes him royalties of $500,000. The U.S. Copyright Office quickly shot down the plan, saying it does not allow proper names to be legally copyrighted.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Dum-Dum, was it?
Whatever plan. A man stopped for speeding in Alliance, Ohio, may also hold a world record for driving on an expired license. During the traffic stop, the police officer was amazed to see the man's license had expired in October of 1969.
Whoa. Whoa.
The elderly motorist told a cop he never renewed his license after it expired because he can't see very well and rarely drives. Police in Algarve, Portugal, received reports from four women who were victims of a phone scammer. The women said a caller said he was a doctor offering free breast examinations using a revolutionary new scanner mounted on an orbiting satellite. Mm-hmm. Well, the women were instructed to strip to the waist and stand outside or in a window so the satellite could see them.
So sure, it makes sense so far.
Well, apparently the caller was the one doing the scanning. The doctor called victims back a few minutes later and gave them a report that was a little heavier on sexual fantasies than medical information.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that four different women fell for this.
Oh, my sister would fall for it right away. She'll take her top off for anything.
A man serving a life sentence in an Alberta, Canada prison attempted a daring escape by crawling into the building's ventilation system. The convict became hopelessly lost in the ductwork and spent the next several weeks crawling around looking for a way out.
What?
Yes, he survived on small amounts of food and water slipped to him by sympathetic inmates in various parts of the prison. Officials finally found the would-be escapee 2 months and 30 pounds lighter.
Wow.
He was moved to a new cell that has no ductwork.
You need to come with me there, Shawshank. Holy moly.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
Police in Slidell, Louisiana say a drive-by shooting ended badly, not for the target, but for the shooters. The gunman completely missed the target's house, with half of the bullets striking objects inside the moving car.
Whoa.
One of which was a kneecap of a passenger in the back seat.
What is this, the Mr. Magoo gang?
A man in Alhambra, California took 9 bank employees hostage and demanded $50,000 for their release. During the standoff, the man released several of the hostages as a gesture of good faith. So shortly after the suspect began negotiating his surrender, the rest of the hostages slipped quietly out a bathroom window, leaving the bank robber completely alone in the bank.
Hmm.
According to one officer, there he was on the phone, and he kind of looked around and realized he had no hostages left. Well, then the man quickly surrendered to police. An arrest warrant was issued for a 19-year-old Miami, Florida man after he allegedly shot and wounded a friend in an argument over a woman. Police caught up with him in a rather unlikely location inside the Dade County Courthouse. The man had been called for jury duty and was taken into custody while sitting in a waiting room with hundreds of other prospective jurors.
You know, if you don't show up, you can get in big trouble.
And finally, 3 cigar-loving burglars in New Zealand drew up a careful plan to clean out a tobacco shop. The men cut the building's wiring to deactivate the store's burglar alarm, then went inside and began helping themselves. The trio were shocked to find local police waiting for them as they left the store with their loot. Seems the burglar alarm they had disconnected actually belonged to the store next door. If you got Dumb Crook News, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. You can email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Medical experts tell us that doing this actually helps relieve constipation. Yes.
Do share. Share.
How about when you laugh?
How about when you laugh?
Something is that?
Well, of course it is.
Yeah. So please listen responsibly.
Awesome.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio, Tuesday, November the 30th. We get in some Big Show Christmas tunes, head toward
Christmas time.
All right, man, we got classics, of course. We'll get to all those. We got new ones that we've added over the years. We got one of the newer versions from Gary Busey coming up in minutes. First, I want to tell you this portion of the Big Show brought to you by TracFone Wireless. TracFone Wireless gives you control over your wireless plan. No contract, unlimited talk and text smartphone plan starting at just $20 a month. Plus, get unlimited carryover data so you keep what you don't use. All on America's largest and most dependable networks. I know. And now...
No, much better.
There you go.
At Christmas, dude. Gary Busey.
A five-star Yuletide smash. Tom Sizemore is back on crack and he's eating from the trash. Wandering around the party crowd, it's a Christmas time gone wrong. Caitlyn Jenner is all coked up and stripped down to her thong. You will get a sick and queasy feeling in your gut. You're straight up tripping. Kathy Bates is skinny dipping. Mingling with my A-list pals like David Hasselhoff. There's Dr. Phil asking Vanilla Ice to turn his head and cough. Hey, look, Ron Jeremy's out cold. Let's shave his body and drop him off at SeaWorld. Now, don't forget, everybody, Danny Bonaducci is fighting Screech in 5 minutes. Dave Coulier is handling all the bets. No, 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 don't go in that room, brother. Scott Baio is hooking up with Brooke Hogan. He thinks it's Pam Anderson. Yeah! Hey, Mel Gibson's at the front door again. Tell him the party's been moved down the street to... No has-beens. Catch a scent of a romance that is wafting through the air. A bag on Kathy Griffin's noggin. Ride her like a cheap toboggan. Trying to close the open bar, their welcome's overstayed. Andy Dick's been here 2 damn weeks, and he just won't go away. Oops, clean up on aisle 3.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to join the winners, that's the current events quiz. Take C, get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Also, your name will go into the hat for my daily stuff giveaway. Got a book of matches from Air Force One. When George Bush was president, that was in 02 when we did our Big Show from the White House.
Just when you thought there's no way he can come out of there with something smaller.
And lighter. The same postage. Right. Yes, a brand new pack. Never been struck. Never been a match pulled out of there. So.
And only been stolen once.
That's right. So, all right. We'll do that in minutes. But first, oh, yeah, we headed toward Christmas time and the request already coming in. Ike and Jackie, one of the Big Show's Christmas favorites.
Okay, Jackie, baby, it's magic time.
Ike, are you sure about this?
You ever know me to lead a woman down the wrong path? Feel the music, baby, come on. Let it flow.
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
this evening has been.
You sure got a nice high
so very nice.
Stand by for a chocolate paradise.
My mother will start to worry.
Your mama about on my nerves.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Just look at them sweet fine curves.
So really I'd better scurry.
Yo, baby, what's your hurry?
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Now you getting into the flow.
The neighbors might think.
You sure got some nice caboose.
Say, what's in this drink?
Just something to make you loose.
I really don't mean.
You're lucky the sheets are clean.
To be a grouch.
Come sit that booty on Ike's couch.
I ought to say no, no, no.
I know you ain't that kind of hoe, girl.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
You and Ike is fixing to ride.
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby,
oh, but it's cold outside. See? You got the heat, baby.
Oh, Ike, you really think so?
Oh, baby, I know so. Shoot, you should have heard Tina the day I yanked her up out of Nutbush, Tennessee. Let's go again.
I simply must go.
You're gonna be froze outside.
The answer is no.
It's crackheads and hoes outside.
I'm trying to show.
Don't put on that coat, girl.
A little class.
I'll put my foot right in your.
I ought to be home in bed.
Don't make me go upside your head.
I'm trying to just resist.
I'm about to get halfway pissed.
I'm feeling a little scared.
I bet you didn't think I cared.
Let's take it back down a notch.
Don't act like a crazy biatch.
I really should leave.
Oh, baby, don't start again.
It's hard to believe.
Here, have a glass of gin.
There's something about you.
Uh-huh. Now you talking.
I kinda like.
You'll be the next new Mrs.
You make me feel kinda dizzy.
Come on in and let's get
I busy. Never felt this way before.
Drop your panties down on the floor.
I really can't
this
stay.
This couch is a fold out.
Baby, baby, it's was I too flat?
Girl, you a lot of things, but flat ain't one of them.
Okay, some radio stations aren't playing that anymore because it's not politically correct. Well, actually, that's not even the one that they didn't think it was politically correct. We really took it a step further,
yeah,
didn't we? All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas. All right. Let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Scandal in the toy department at Walmart.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told free line. You take C, you will win. We play next. Shows on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, November the 30th. Video today, Brody after surgery. Check it out. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now,
ready, girls?
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee.
Yeah. Yay. Hey, let's say hey to Austin from Dalton, Georgia. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Big Show.
Good morning, buddy. Welcome in here. All right, Austin, relax, get comfortable, and listen to Bidley.
Well, there's one toy you definitely won't find at Walmart this Christmas, the dancing cactus toy. It's a $25 animated cactus in a pot that sings and dances to three songs, one in English, one in Spanish, and one in Polish. The Polish song is the problem. Walmart found out it's a tune by a Polish rapper with lyrics about cocaine use and death. Mm. The opening line of the song says, "The only thing in my head is 5 grams of cocaine, fly away alone to the edge of oblivion." So, not exactly Baby Shark. A Polish-speaking woman who lives in Ontario, Canada, bought the toy for her granddaughter and was shocked to hear the lyrics. She contacted Walmart, who pulled the toy from their inventory and are investigating what's going on. Even the rapper who did the original song is mad about this. The maker of the toy used his rap song without his permission, and he is pursuing legal action. The rapper said in a statement, "A, this song was not meant for kids. B, I will protect my intellectual property. Or C, when I fight back fast, drop a $1 million lawsuit on their ass."
What do you say, Austin?
Well, I like that last one right there. I'm going to pick C.
That a boy.
There you go.
Yeah, I wonder how a Polish rap song would sound.
I have no idea. I'm guessing not real good.
All right, Austin, good work, buddy. Big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kid coming your way. Also, you got the audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Son, a collection of Christmas tales by Jeff Pillars, available now at jeffpillarsbooks.com. And your name and a half of the Air Force One presidential pack of matches I got from O2. All right, buddy.
All right, appreciate it. Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, you can.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to my wife. We just found out we're having a boy yesterday, and all the people over there at Kuristan in Dalton, Georgia.
Well, all right, Austin, congratulations, buddy. You a first-time daddy?
Yes, sir.
That's what your wife is going to sound like in about 5 minutes. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this last day of November. Dig up a funny one, Andrew.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Thank you. It's nice to see Star Trek back in syndication. The real Star Trek with Kirk and Spock, not the other versions where they got all politically correct and the Enterprise looked like a TGI Fridays.
Right.
And they always wanted to talk to the aliens rather than vaporize them with their ray gun.
Right, yeah.
And while Star Trek was still cutting edge, I think they stopped too soon. The producer said that they ran out of material, but how could that be? I've come up with some ideas myself of stuff they could have done. Mm. Let me perch on... That's a misprint. Let me preach on it. Cobby, you're going to have to be a little faster with that snare drummer. I'm going to let Tater do it again. Here's some of the ideas I come up with for Star Trek. The Enterprise runs into a mysterious energy field of a type it has encountered many times before with no adverse effects whatsoever. The crew of the Enterprise visits a remote outpost of scientists, and not one of them has gone mad.
That would be the last thing you'd expect.
Where's Jackie? Hold on, I'm not letting Jackie.
She's
Jackie,
out.
Get in here. We got to go through this. I said everybody stays in.
Oh, please.
I sent her out there to move traffic.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Nerd. Back.
The end.
No.
Ha ha ha!
I'll point to you. And could you make your laugh a little higher like another girl in the room? Some of the crew takes shore leave and has a wonderful time. The crew of the Enterprise discover a totally new life form, which later turns out to be a rather well-known old life form wearing a different hat. Perhaps one with a propeller. The crew of the Enterprise are struck down by a mysterious plague, the only cure for which can be found in the ship's well-stocked sick bay. The Enterprise... Have you got a minute? The Enterprise successfully escorts an alien VIP from one place to another without serious incident. Marcy, would you come over here and put Cobby up on the counter so he can see when I cue him? The Enterprise is captured by a vastly superior alien intelligence, which does not put them on trial. See, because usually...
Right, yeah, almost every time, yeah.
The Enterprise is... This is more y'all's speed.
Okay.
The Enterprise is captured by a vastly inferior alien intelligence, which they quickly pacify with chocolate and tribbles. That's good, Cobby. That's the one I want for
you. Yeah.
This is going a lot better than I thought it was. The Enterprise visits an Earth-like planet called Paradise, where everyone is happy all of the time. However, everything is soon revealed to be exactly what it appears to be. A major Starfleet emergency... Gene Roddenberry, are you listening? A major Starfleet emergency breaks out near the Enterprise, but fortunately, some other ships in the area are able to deal with it to everyone's satisfaction. Kirk falls in love with a woman on a planet he visits and isn't tragically separated from her at the end, but they agree they should just be good friends. When the warp engines... Have you got him on the delay? When the warp engines malfunction, Scotty has plenty of time and dilithium crystals to solve the problem. A landing party returns from a hostile planet's surface, having suffered no casualties or life-threatening injuries among the extras. During a freak space storm, Sulu warns crew members not to use the transporter, but they do it anyway, with no problems whatsoever.
Is this stuff that should happen? What was the setup?
It's been so long ago, I forgot. These are ideas I've got for other Star Trek episodes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll go back to page one.
No, that's all right.
Here we go.
Let's keep it going.
Spock gives his trademark hand sign and coins one of the most memorable catchphrases in television history. Look what I can do. Look what... And finally...
Okay, finally.
Page four. After a lengthy analysis, it's discovered that Dr. McCoy is, in fact, a doctor and not a mind reader. And the list goes on. Live long and take care of Uranus.
Somebody just shoot me.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio rolling through your Tuesday. Here we go with our latest top 10 list. Let's welcome Bill Silvers.
Hello, friends and neighbors. It's me, Bill Silvers.
And just in time, I might add, this show was tanking, I tell you. Tough love time. Enough with the hee-haw shtick. If you haven't got it right in 40 years, pull the plug. It's just a hint. Speaking of pull the plug, what about our president? Too soon or not soon enough? You know, you might not be able to afford your turkey this holiday season, but don't worry, you've got one in the White House. He's the one wandering around wondering who Brandon is and where they're going later. But like Elvis said, don't be cruel. Christmas is the season to love our fellow man, even if he is destroying the country. Was that out loud? But let's overlook that horrifying fact for just a moment. Put on your thinking caps, since he doesn't, and think about what you'd give the president for Christmas. I mean, one that George Soros hasn't already given him. Too topical? So, here we go, from the home office in Dum Dum, Delaware. The top 10 things to get Joe Biden for Christmas. Right. Number 10. New from BS Industries, the all-new, all-improved, fancy fanny filter. Tired of embarrassing yourself in front of heads of state, pouting from pooting in front of royalty, the fancy fanny filter is guaranteed to muffle the sound and scent of any rectal repercussions. It's the fanny filter from BS. Now with moisture wicking. Number 9, a paint-by-number set. It'll give him something to do with his son. Remember, ages 3 and up, and he likes kitty cats. Number 8, balls. The ones he has now are all under the couch, so maybe get him some big ones. Oh, and P.S., he doesn't like bells. Number 7, a decent vice president. That would be nice. I can tell you where to put the bow. Equipped with GPS and directions to the border, but she does have a lovely laugh. Number 6, marbles, since he's clearly lost his. We call these Lego jokes, folks. Just keep stacking them, trying to keep up. Number 5, new from BS Industries, it's Mr. Pudding. Just add the ingredients, set the timer for right before nappy time, and get ready to enjoy. Comes complete with bib. Number 4, a new doctor, you know, one we can trust. Is Kevorkian available? Look it up, I don't have time to explain. Number 3, if all else fails, how about a nice board game? I suggest Clue. Since he doesn't have one, and whatever you do, don't get him risk. He keeps surrendering to France. Number 2, 2024 is right around the corner. Nothing says Merry Christmas to a Democrat like a big fat bundle of provisional ballots. Delivery accepted after 4 a.m. And the number 1 gift you should get Joe Biden for Christmas. BS Industries presents Science Diction, an easy-to-follow diction course for every mumbling simpleton on your list. Go from a mumbling, incoherent boob like this.
You have a big what?
To a well-spoken paragon of clear communication like this. Why aren't you laughing, Jackie? Results may vary. It's Science Diction only from BS Industries. Thank you and good night. Try the waiter and tip your veal.
Hi, this is George Thorogood, and you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
Big Show on the radio. We're rolling through your Tuesday morning, November the 30th. Yeah. A few minutes here after we get all caught up in college football and the Pac-Man. Wordy word will be played. It'll be the last name in the hat for him. John Boy Daily Stuff giveaway. A pack of presidential matches from Air Force One. We did the show from the White House October 30th, 2002.
Wow.
And then also, you got to win a contest to win the daily stuff. But you know, we got the weekly stuff at thebigshow.com. This week, a Sam Bass collectible diecast 03 Christmas edition. Check out that car. Still in the package. Looking good from the late, great Sam Bass. You can check that out when you make your day to visit BigShow.com. Register. How do you work that out? You register once a day, once a week, as it goes?
You can register as often as you like, but okay. No more than once per day.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right, then. And Pac-Man, we got a bunch of talk about, man. We'll turn Packer loose in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. Spending time with family and friends during the holidays has never been more important. For nearly 100 years, Mount Olive Pickle Company has been part of holiday traditions, and our customers are the reason we are committed to excellence. Thank you, and Merry Christmas, the Mount Olive Pickle Company family. All right, y'all, it is time for sports with the Pac-Man. All things college sports, he is the man. He's Mark Packer. Good morning, Pac.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and crew. Hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Johnny, I told you last week it was getting ready to be a crazy time in college football.
Yeah.
And my goodness, there is so much going on. It's nuts. Not only did we have crazy games from
the in-state rivalries,
unbelievable games, right? I mean, the Iron Bowl,
yes.
Auburn, Alabama was crazy with the Tide coming back from 10 down and fourth quarter winning in four overtimes, in, you know, literally in your backyard. You had North Carolina and NC State on Friday night going crazy. The Heels up 9 with 2.5 minutes to go, and NC State said, no, not so fast. Let's go win this thing. Clemson beats up on South Carolina like they always do. Michigan finally beats Ohio State for the first time in 10 years, and Jim Harbaugh is going nuts and talking a little trash afterwards. I mean, we had it all. Games in the snow, games at night, games in broad daylight, upsets all over the place. Who knows what the college football playoff rankings are going to look like tonight. Still got to figure the Georgia Bulldogs are number one. They've been the best team in college football all season long. But there's going to be some movement at number two now, Johnny. You got to figure Michigan's going to move in there. Ohio State's going to be outside the top four. Bama's probably going to be right near at 3 or 4. They got the big one in the SEC title game this week. And Cincinnati's going to be sitting in there, too, after they knocked off East Carolina. So rankings tonight, important. You got conference championship games this week across the board. Should be great. I mentioned the SEC. You got Georgia and Alabama. We've been talking about it all season long. It finally gets here to Atlanta. The Tide is about a 6-point underdog. You do not see that very often, but Georgia's defense has been that good. Bama kind of banged up, but, again, they are still Alabama and Georgia. Mentally needs to get over the hump to say, guess what? Hand over the crown, boys. We're going to take it from you. It's our time. So we'll see if they can pull that off down the ATL. Here in our backyard of Charlotte, it's Wake Forest. How about the Demon Deacons? So Dave Clawson wins the Atlantic Division. They beat BC over the weekend. He gets a brand-new contract extension. Good for him. He's good people and a really good coach. Wake trying to win their second ACC title. They did back in 06, and Pittsburgh is back in Charlotte. They got punked by the Clemson Tigers back in 2018, but Pat Narduzzi's guys, with Kenny Pickett at quarterback, Sam Hartman on the other side, both teams averaging over 40 a game, should be a high-scoring, wide-open, crazy ACC championship game. So whatever you want, we got it for you in college football. But, Johnny, it goes even deeper than that. Not only were the games nuts with upsets and all kinds of storylines, then you got this coaching carousel going on. And a bomb was dropped on Sunday night when Lincoln Riley, who has been 55-10 at Oklahoma, in the middle of the night says, hey, fake left, go right. I'm going to the Southern California Trojans. Huge hire by USC. Great news for the folks out on the left coast and for the Pac-12 to bring a guy in with that kind of resume. Now Oklahoma's back to the drawing board trying to figure out their coach, which is kind of ironic too, Johnny. If you think about it, in the middle of summer, it was Oklahoma and Texas in the middle of the night that said, hey, we're leaving the Big 12 to join the SEC, and people couldn't believe it. Now here's Oklahoma losing their coach. Kind of the same way he leaves, and catch you later. I'm going to USC. We'll see what happens on that. Billy Napier, who has spent some quality time in the Carolinas, he did a great job at Louisiana. He's now the new head football coach in Florida. David Cutcliffe, who's just nothing but class personified, did an incredible job at Duke over 14 years. He and the Blue Devils have parted ways. So Duke looking for a new football coach along with Virginia Tech. The LSU job is going to be fun to watch as we move forward, too. So a little bit of everything in college football. And even to make it better, college hoops Friday night, for folks that stayed up, Duke and Gonzaga played a game that felt like March Madness. It felt like a Final Four game. Duke knocks off then number one Gonzaga. The polls come out on Monday. Guess what? Mike Krzyzewski and Duke now the number one team in the country in the AP poll. And with all that going on, with games last night, tonight, and tomorrow, the ACC Big Ten Challenge is underway. So if you love college hoops, man, you got some good, good basketball coming your way. Michigan, North Carolina on Wednesday should be a good one, too, on top of all that stuff in the challenge. So if you love your football, we got championship week. If you love your hoops, you got the ACC Big Ten Challenge. If you love the crazy coaching carousel, it is ongoing. So there is a ton happening in the world of college sports.
It sure is, and you are the man keeping us up to date, Pac. We appreciate you, buddy.
All right, John Boy, Billy, you boys have a great week. We'll talk to you.
All right, see what's happening next week when we get up with you. There he is, Mark Packer on the ACC Network and our satellite radio. That's a boy. All right, then, y'all, let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants, team up, and play next. Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your last day of November, and our video of the day, Brody after surgery. We got Brody the dog. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. Sure to get registered for John Boy's weekly online giveaway stuff, the Sam Bass Collectible Diecast 2003 Christmas Edition.
Dog. Your winkly stuff?
weekly, supposed to say weekly. Now, the words are going to be very important.
All right.
Let's do this.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, a wordy word, and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Larry from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Good morning, Larry. Oh, that might help. I turn you up a little bit there. You there, Larry?
Yes, sir. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Larry.
And we got Winner from Canyon Lake, Texas. Good morning, Winner.
Good morning,
Dumb Boy. Good morning. All right. So, Winner, you are on team, Tater and Randy. And Larry, on the John Boy and Billy side, we'll do two rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck to y'all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, then. So, Winner, you relax. Me and Larry are going to go for the first 30 seconds here. All right. All right, Larry, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Start the clock now. This is down on the blank. Raise the crops. Feed the animals.
Farm.
Yeah.
Farm.
Uh-huh. Hey, black bird that goes, caw, caw.
Blackbird.
Black. Crow. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. You put your weenie in a hot dog.
Bun.
Yeah. All right. If you have a nail, you got to hit it with a?
Hammer.
Uh-huh. A shirt for a woman is called a?
Blouse.
Yeah. This is a young deer with spots on it.
Bomb.
Yeah. All right. If you hit your car, it'll make a blank in it.
Dent.
Yeah. All right. Larry, good work, buddy. Man. Put a 7 on the board.
I don't care for his attitude.
I'm all about it. All right. Well, here we go. Winner and Tater. Let's see what the girls can do. Are you ready, Winner?
I am ready.
Okay. And go.
A kitty cat has these on its paws.
Claws.
Uh-huh. This person blasts into outer space.
Astronaut.
You drink this. You at a restaurant, they'll come over and say, what blank of choice?
Drink.
No, what's a formal word for drink? It means a drink. What is your... It's a...
Beverage.
There you are. Yeah. Oh, you're so good. Hey, this is just when you sit and hug each other. Come get a...
Cuddle.
Yeah. How much medicine do you take? It's called a...
Dose.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Jackie is giving her dose at the buzzer. See?
Oh, Winter, you're so good.
You get a little there.
Well, that's because it was Tater.
All right. Yeah, y'all put a 5 on the board. Larry leads by 2 going into round 2.
Oh, Larry.
All right. All right, Larry, you and Billy, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do it, Billy.
And go.
If you're going to win a contest, you have to do what to be eligible?
Play.
Well, another word for play. You fill out the blank.
application entry.
Yep. Enter. There you go.
Yeah.
This is a famous brand of guitar, also a part of your car.
Gibson Fender.
There you go. You need to get the ball across this line in football.
Goal line.
Go.
Yep. You might dig one of these with a shovel.
Trench. Hole.
Yep.
Oh.
Let's see. The Super Blank is the biggest football game of the year.
Bowl.
Yes. There you go.
All right. Our boys put a 5 on the 7, a total of 12 for Larry. And now, Winner and Randy.
I have to match you.
You need a 7 to tie.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Force overtime.
She's good. She's good.
Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't just go for the tie. Go for the win. Go for it.
Billy is an instigator.
All right. Winner, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And... go.
This is what a baby horse is called. Think about Reynolds. That's right, yes.
A colt?
Yep, you got it. No, she said colt.
Yeah, yeah.
Not it.
It's just born.
Just born.
Gelding.
Think about something you wrap up like Reynolds wrap. It's a type of what?
Aluminum, something like that.
Yeah, just trying to get you.
Hole.
Yeah. There you go. Rhymes with it. This is a critter that makes holes in your front yard.
Mole.
Doggone it. Fold was hard.
Mm.
And Larry wins there 12-7.
I don't know what else I could have
done. No, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, winner, doggone it, you didn't win, but you can play again any game, any time, and we sure appreciate you down in Canyon Lake, Texas. Listening,
all right,
playing
thank
with
y'all.
Us.
Sorry about that. You're a great player. I hope to get you back again.
That's all right. Appreciate y'all.
all right, baby. Thank you. And look at you, Larry, down Spartanburg, getting your big old mount out of pickled prize pack and your name in a hat for my Air Force One presidential matches from the George Bush administration.
Wow. As an Air Force vet, let me say that is very, I'm honored. That is awesome.
Awesome. Well, Larry, appreciate your service, buddy, and you listening, and look at you winning wordy word. Good work,
look,
buddy.
We've been listening to the John Boy and Billy Show since y'all started. I have cassettes. you remember what those were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, hang on. I'm going to probably get to some of my office, be giving them away pretty soon.
Hey, thank y'all. Thank y'all very much for everything you do.
Well, we appreciate you, Larry.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, buddy. Well, hang on with Jackie. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. We got Paul Roberts out of Lenore, North Carolina. Paul says, years ago, they did one about backyard football. It reminded me of my old neighborhood almost to a T. We'd love to hear it again. Well, of course, Paul is talking about the backyard bowl. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll do it for you, Paul. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic Bay Request of the morning. Paul Roberts from Lenore, North Carolina. So bit reminded Paul of his football days in the yard as a kid. Yeah, I think we all got to share some same memories, man.
Nope,
even Sorensen.
Not all of you.
Yeah, well. Randy, you do have your part because there was a Randy in everybody's neighborhood, as you know. All right. Here it is, Paul, Backyard Bowl.
Hey.
NBS Sports presents Backyard Bowl 4, sponsored in part by Stinky Johnson. Stinky Johnson reminds you that Eddie Brown eats boogers. And by Butch and his pal Butch Light. Know when to say uncle.
Good afternoon, everybody. Dickie Pruitt along with Tubby Jackson live from the vacant lot beside Mrs. Mortison's house, bringing you the war between the hedges. and the street. It's Backyard Bowl 4.
Yeah, we're about to get underway. There's some haggling going on down there. It looks like the last two slots on the team rosters.
Well, of course, here at Backyard Football, a little different. The rosters are actually made while standing on the field. So we're down to the final two slots.
Yes, it's Citizen Randy and Benny's little sister. They call her the girl.
Yeah, looking for good things from the girl. She's little, she is quick. I see there more haggling going on. Yeah. The Blazers are invoking the familiar "we had him last time" rule.
Which, of course, means the girl is going to join their lineup. Yeah.
Well, looks like the Crushers are going to have to take Randy. And
you know, Dickie, unless I miss my guess, Randy's going to be the one who has to stay in and block.
I remember back at Backyard Bowl 3 when he actually convinced them to let him go out for a pass. Hit in the face. Game ended early when he cried, took his ball, and went home.
Who could forget that?
Well, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be surprised to see Randy in the lineup at all. But today, perhaps the most important player on the field. Got to be a first for Randy.
That's because, of course, it's his football.
It's his ball, yeah. Exactly. Hardly been used at all. Remember back during barefoot season, he had a little red splotch on his foot from kicking the laces, but his mom took care of that.
Yep, she wrote that "kick me here" on the magic marker there.
Yes, on the other side, which has really helped Randy out so far.
Well, see, nobody has a coin for the toss. What's going on? Okay, the Crushers win a quick round of rock, paper, scissors, and like they're going to elect to receive.
To receive, yeah. And they will take the end of the field where it is limb-free. The trees, of course, bushes on one side and the street on the other.
Oh, looks like some trouble down there.
What's happening?
I can't believe this. Randy making sports history here today, folks. He's becoming the only player ever to get hurt playing rock, paper, scissors.
So a delay of the ball game, delay at the start of the ball game, so we'll pause for this announcement from Stinky Johnson.
Scooter and Leslie sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes Mary. Then comes Scooter with the baby carriage. And Eddie Brown eats boogers.
All right, now the first play of the game about to get underway for Backyard Bowl 4. Opening with the classic everybody out for a pass play.
Yeah, we've seen that many times here in the Backyard Bowl.
Except, of course, for Randy, who will stay in and block. Yes, yeah. See the duck. Eddie Waddell lines up wide right.
There's Mario King, lines up not quite as wide right.
And there goes Tubby Rise, lines up so far right, he's behind the bushes. Wait. Tubby's just relieving himself, getting ready for Backyard Bowl.
I think we're ready.
Okay, Waddell cuts right at the big rock. Button hooks at the manhole cover. A long pass. Whoa! My goodness.
Man. That's
hit the power
duel.
Line. Hit the power line. That is a do-over.
All right. Why don't we just go ahead and run this up a little bit. We probably don't have time for the whole game, so we'll just join. Hey, what was that guy? We'll join in further action. The guy who did Notre Dame football, you know what I'm talking about?
Now, further action later in the game.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Wait, a break, and looks like Randy is crying hysterically.
He's arguing with the official. I think he's saying the girl didn't count to three before she rushed.
Well, no, let's see, actually, she did count. He's just going with the old argument. She didn't say one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi before she crossed the line of scrimmage.
The girl has been all over him all day.
Well, she is a year older than him, and twice his size, and, of course, about three or four times the athletic ability that...
Yeah, let's just move it on.
Wait a minute, Randy. No, you don't run forward. We'll do it. Guess we heard enough. All right, well, let's move to further action in the game.
Okay, here we have the two-minute warning has just sounded. Mom calling the offensive line in for dinner. It is crunch time.
That's right. It's going to be first team to score wins. Here we go.
All righty. It's everybody go long for a pass. Except Randy, who will stay in and block.
All right. Stinky fades back to pass. Trouble here. Randy trips, falls down.
He's crying again. Looks like everybody else is laughing at him. He said that was his good pair of britches. His mom told him he couldn't mess them up. And all this has got to
hurt. Not look good.
Look.
Yep. He's mad. Yep.
Is he taking it?
He's taking his ball.
Taking the ball.
And going home.
Yeah. Thus ends Backyard Bowl number 4. Reminiscent of last year's game when it ended
like
on a similar note.
Game,
well, we'll meet back here the next afternoon we can. Okay. Sudden death. Everybody splitting. Here comes Dad with the belt. It's time to leave.
Backyard Bowl 4 has been a presentation of NBS Sports, the network where the really cool guys hang out.
Good morning. This is Big Show on the radio here. A few more minutes. It's Tuesday, November 30th. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. This is the last day of the month. We're celebrating December when we get back in here tomorrow morning. All right. Head toward Christmas time. All right. My John Boy Daily Stuff giveaway, the Book of Matches. The President of the United States during a George Bush administration. By the way, this is a full pack of matches.
Never struck.
Never struck.
And only stolen once.
The President of the United States seal. And on the back, aboard the presidential aircraft with a picture of Air Force One, the Book of Matches as well.
There was a jar of M&Ms too, but of course, that those are long gone by now.
There is a box of M&Ms. I know I found another one.
Okay.
So yeah, so
all right.
We'll say, but might give those away tomorrow.
This is historic, though. I mean, this is way back when it was okay to be an American and smoke.
That's right. All right. Well, good. And the winner today is, the man who just won Wordy Word, an Air Force veteran himself, Larry Easter from Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's neat, Larry. Good deal. He was excited about chance of winning these matches off Air Force One. They're going to be headed down your way with that Mount Olive Pickle prize pack that you just won, Larry. Good stuff. All right. So if I can control myself and not eat those 20-year-old M&Ms, I'm going to have those to give
away
tomorrow.
All that pressure on yourself. You know you're going to do it.
Well, let's get it, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone. The number's 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
You don't forget any John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. We'll be dropping before high noon today. You can get it at thebigshow.com. Absolutely free and worth every cent. See you tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Poor, confused bastard.